This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
World, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, on a Monday morning as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellites. We stream live online all over the place. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working on all the oil rigs around the country, around the world, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, and oil is up, so you guys ought to be happy. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, or I'm saying, well, yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And joining us right now, as he does every first part of the show, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we repeat those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. We hope you get it, too, because, quite frankly, this country needs a little bit of divine intervention right now. Now, Kyle, I'm going to say something. I'm going to be very blunt about it. Some people may go, oh, he's a conspiratorialist. But no, well, I've got facts to back this up. Just in case you folks haven't seen or heard anything, there is a massive, I mean massive, nationwide media onslaught and political assassination attempt being orchestrated by the never-Trumpers, the political left, and the mainstream media against our President Donald J. Trump. Now, we know who a lot of the plotters are. We know who some of the orchestrators are. And I'll prove that in just a second, what I'm about to say here. And we also know it's all about just an absolute shellacking that they think they're in the catbird seat right now. They think they've got the president on the run. They think they got all of us on the run. And it's not true. And one of the things that illustrated where we're going with all of this is what happened yesterday. And, Kyle, I'm going to bring you into this. Mitt Romney marched in the George Floyd protest in Washington, D.C.
That's right. He certainly did. And he's also reiterated as well that he's not going to support Donald Trump in his reelection bid for president.
And you've got Colin Powell that said that.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors from the New York Times that George W. Bush has said that. We don't know, but it's strictly a rumor at the moment. But the fact of the matter is, we have got a bunch of snakes in the grass. The deep state is just scared to death. The swamp is scared to death because you've got Attorney General Bill Barr and you've got U.S. Attorney, well, I'll call him Bull Durham because I kind of like that nickname, going after these guys, and they know that their days are numbered and they're trying to strike back any dirty, filthy, rotten, stinking way that they can. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to be stronger than them. Go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, absolutely, Captain. That's right. We are in the middle of it right now, but it is going, unfortunately, I think it's going to get worse as far as the these kinds of stories where the thrust is going to be, oh, do you see so-and-so? They're not going to support Trump. You see, who could possibly support Trump? But, Captain, I think so many people across the nation, they are seeing exactly what's happening.
Wow.
They are not happy about police brutality or needless death, but they are concerned about what the aftermath of that is. And President Trump is the one who's saying, look, we're gonna take care of this, and I think we can take care of both things.
Well, let me tell you something that's you want to talk about a little bit, stretch of the news, fake news. The Minneapolis City Council majority is backing disbanding the police force. And my question to all of that is, okay, well, they're going to disband the police force. Who becomes the new law enforcement agency for the city? Do you know the answer, Kyle?
Yes. In that particular case, it would fall back to the county sheriff.
And why is that?
They have agreements in place.
They have a statute. They have a state statute in Minnesota. Nobody's talking about it. That says when the city police cannot do their job for whatever reason, the sheriff will immediately step in to maintain law and order. Hello.
Well, of course. And that's because you can't leave a metropolitan city without law enforcement. Those who are saying to defund the police, thinking that it makes the police magically go away. Yeah.
It's not going to happen. There will be police of some sort. Now, the difference between the sheriff and the police chief is appointed usually by the mayor of the city, correct?
Yes.
All right. The sheriff is elected by the people of the state of the area.
Right.
So you've got quite a different story. And normally the sheriffs may not be of the same political affiliation as the mayors, correct?
That's right.
Because it's a little bit more conservative movement usually. But here's the thing. This is in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's the Hennepin County Sheriff. Now, the unions, I'll tell you right now, the unions, which differ between the sheriff and the police usually, would not allow this to happen to begin with. And they haven't even talked about that. So it's a moot point. And we'll get to more of that when we come back, folks, because this is the kind of stuff you should have been told right off the bat. And they don't want you to know what's right straight in front of your face. Unbelievable. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. I'm telling you, these people think you're stupid. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida tonight on a Monday morning. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends that bring you Relief Factor. Now, at the gun show yesterday, we had a lot of people there, and I had a couple of sample packs of Relief Factor. And a couple of individuals, a father and a son, bought it for the pain that they were in. I told them it would take about 3 weeks at the very most to find out how it would work for them. And I've been taking it for 4 years, and quite frankly, it works for me. I took one just before I started the show tonight because I've been on my foot most of the day, all day long, and it is what's going on. But anyway, if you're struggling with severe or nagging pain of any type, if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, if you've got muscle aches or just general pain altogether, or maybe your ankle swells up like mine does, or your arm or your elbow or something like that, this is the product that will work for you. It's all natural. There's nothing narcotic in here, no habitual things, none of that. And what you'll do is start with the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, it costs $19.95, the 3-Week Quick Start. And you can get it by going to the website that I was given, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And again, this product works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Relief Factor, the 3-Week Quick Start, $19.95. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we need to elaborate a little bit more on all of this stuff that's going on, because people are going, well, what the hell are you talking about, the sheriff or this, that, and the other? Think about it, folks. It's like this in just about every state in the country that you go to, okay? And I will tell you that we, the people, can't be duped, and they're trying to make you, they're trying to undermine everything and get us all to think, you know, that bad things are going on, and oh my God, we're going to lose, or we're going to this, we're going to that. No! Forget that stuff. This is like brainwashing. It's like mind over matter warfare. You know what I'm talking about here?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what's going on. They're engaging in an internet, a sociological, a psychological, a battle to try to get our, you know, turn our minds, sway our opinion, all that stuff. And it ain't going to happen. Not on my watch. And oh, by the way, here's one for you. Black Lives Matter, one of the co-founders, said they're going to defund the police, and it's about reorganizing priorities. Now, does anybody other than me forget about what they talked about when they said they were going to fundamentally transform America and they're still trying to do it?
Well, sure, and this is just another step. Trying to take advantage, Captain, of the atmosphere in which we live right now, but certainly the notion of defunding or just making the police somehow go away overnight is preposterous on its face. And these people know it. People who are trying to suggest this kind of thing, they know that. But it's purely a mechanism to try to get Democrat leaders to jump on board with something crazy sounding like this. It is not thoughtful at all. I mean, one can understand, especially as we see the videos that have come out of various police brutality and certainly the George Floyd video. Nobody that I know agrees with what happened on the video, and so certainly we can talk about reform, policy changes, all kinds of things like that. Those are thoughtful responses to things like that, but certainly not just get rid of the police in our community and then replace them with what? Some sort of people or who are going to do community policing? I don't even know what that is.
Well, first of all, you have to be a certified peace officer because whoever it is has to have arrest powers, all right?
Well, one would think, right?
Yeah, and secondly, if you're going to be a law enforcement officer, and I heard about something about, well, when they go after someone that's mentally ill, they don't need guns. Excuse me. How many times do the police respond to a call, of domestic disturbance type call, and the person's mentally ill, and they got a gun, and they're sitting there waiting to ambush them?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, here's the other thing, and this is a statistical fact that I even hate to talk about because it just makes me madder thinking about it. In the last week, Kyle, we've had 72 police officers either killed or wounded or injured in some form or fashion in the last 7 days. That's 72 too many.
Well, it certainly is. And one of the things, Captain, is that the police, the law enforcement officers in this country, men and women alike, they go out there, they put their lives on the line. They are the ones that come running when there is a problem that literally nobody else can take care of.
Except for the fire department.
Well, in the sense that...
And then again, if you call us and you start messing with us, we got big axes.
that's right. But generally speaking, if somebody's being robbed, they're going to call the police. If they're in fear of their life, they're going to call the police. And the police... So many of the officers, both police officers and sheriff officers that I've interacted with over my entire career have always been top notch. They have always come when we've called. They have always helped in any capacity, whether it be answering alarm calls or doing investigations, these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
In my real estate travels, I've had to work with the police on many occasions, and they're always professional. Because these people get into policing, Captain, because they actually want to help people.
Yeah.
There are some bad eggs. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're all for changing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Well, you know, let me just talk about L. Rushbaugh for a minute, because he chimed in on all of this. And he said, and I quote, this is him. He says, I know it's hard to believe, but I'm going to tell you, folks, the left is going to get even dirtier going forward. Now, he said that on Thursday. He said, we haven't reached the bottom of the barrel yet because they know what's coming down the tracks. They know what John Durham, and again, I'm calling him Bull Durham. They know what John Durham is doing, and they even know what Barr is doing. And they know that both Durham and Barr are committed to what they're doing, and people are going to get put in jail or arrested.
Well, you know, Kevin,
and I believe that there's going to be somebody who's going to go to jail over all this.
Well, I absolutely don't. No, Rush is absolutely right on. Basically, you know, this goes back to the very first days, even before President Trump actually took office.
That's right.
The whole Russia hoax was designed to try to get off the track. They knew what Lieutenant General Flynn was going to be able to find out of what was going on. So all of this was this literally from day one. Has been there to try to derail the Trump presidency precisely so that their dirty deeds don't become uncovered to the whole world. Because once that really starts happening, the American people are absolutely going to be aghast at what they find. And what we've already found is absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, and of course, you know, the other thing that's going on is the fact that we have a lot of different avenues in which we can travel here, but it's all about voting in November. It's all about voting in November. And you have to understand and get off your butts and understand that you have an obligation to vote. Now, even some of the people I met yesterday, are you registered to vote? No, I'm an independent, but I'm going to vote in November. Well, how about voting in the primary? How about voting for somebody in the primary? Well, you know, I don't care. Or one guy came up and he said to me, and he was perfectly serious. He says, I don't get involved in politics. And I said, really? I said, are you that? And I looked at him. I said, are you that one voter that could win or lose an election for somebody? And he says, that never happens. I said, really? I can name a dozen elections that were decided by less than 100 votes.
Well, that's right.
And then I got his attention.
Well, that's exactly right. And some could be decided by one vote historically. But you know, Captain, what I'm hearing, especially from young people, is that they're not very happy with the idea of Joe Biden. However, they feel like they want to go vote for him anyway. And that's, you know, first of all, very interesting to hear. But even though their enthusiasm isn't there, so the reason I'm saying this is what you were talking about with some of these folks who say, well, I really don't care in the primaries and so forth. But it's so important. You've got to go out and vote. You've got to show the enthusiasm for actually making sure that the policies that we've seen over the last 3 years are going to continue. That has to do with employment, that has to do with deregulation, that has to do with lower taxes, that has to do with personal freedom. The Democrats, Captain, have shown us completely that they will take any crisis to reduce your personal freedom in this country. We're in it for all the marbles at this point.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. And, you know, a lot of people are on fire right now, chatting back and forth in here. And I'll tell you, that's what it's all about, stimulation. If you want to call the show, it's 877-969-8600. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal law enforcement officers and National Guard members have been replaced by city police in Washington, D.C. This woman in Indianapolis says she's in it for the long haul.
We're going to keep protesting, we're going to keep being in the streets, and we're going to keep disrupting if we have to.
Congressional Democrats are coming out with legislation to overhaul police accountability. The bill is called the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, according to a summary obtained by the New York Times. It would track police misconduct, nationally ban certain types of chokeholds, make it easier to prosecute officers, and make lynching a federal hate crime. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is one of the bill's sponsors.
For black people in this country, we've thought this country is out of control in the way it polices our communities and individuals for a very long time.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate you very much doing what you're doing. Now, here's the deal, folks. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance, GEICO.com. That's the place, Geico.com. And by the way, if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, if you've got a motorcycle, if you've got a boat, an ATV, whatever you might happen to have, just check them out. Give them your zip code online, and they'll give you a quote online. Now, if you want to talk to an agent, they'll do that too. But you can also bundle your homeowners and your renter's insurance together with your car or your truck and save even more money. So give them a try. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, let's first go to Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And let's second go to, I think, my friend up in Kentucky. Is that you there, Mr. Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay, what's up? Oh, it's Mrs. Yes. Kentucky.
Yes. I was listening on the weekend. I've been listening, I listen to you all the time, but I was listening to a show called The Ark, and they were talking about Bill and Melinda Gates coming up with a vaccine for us to take, and I heard Alan Dershowitz say that they can hold us down and make us take the take a vaccine, but they said that they had done research on this vaccine, and once the vaccine is in there, it has something in it, and it has a number that's 060606, which is the mark of the
vaccine. Ominous, ominous. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can they force us to take that?
Mm. I don't know if they can force you to take it. I don't think anybody can force you to take it, but I think...
Alan Dershowitz said that the government can force us to take it in a pandemic. So,
well, maybe that's something for an attorney to answer, but I don't think they can, under normal circumstances, force you to take something that, because there are people with religious beliefs that won't do that, remember?
Right. I have religious beliefs, and I won't do that.
Okay. Let me go to my guest, and let's find out what he thinks, and thank you very much for the call up there in Kentucky. All right, Kyle, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I saw the other day where Alan Dershowitz had said, words to the effect that the government has the right to hold you down, stick a needle in your arm to give you a vaccine. I think you're right, Captain. I think that, number one, the idea that it would be in a pandemic, it would be for the public health. However, that being said, I think the situation would have to be pretty dire to even start to go down that road. So I do think, in response to what the caller was saying, and I understand where she's coming from, I think it would, there would be a lot of resistance to that. I think it would probably end up going to the Supreme Court.
Well, it already has. That's why I said, when it comes to religious matters, people with religious convictions, that sort of thing has already been there, because years and years and years ago, it was done such with the polio vaccine.
Okay, so if it was done with the polio vaccine, and I know that, but there have always been challenges to, like, blood transfusions or refusing blood transfusions, that kind of thing. So, in other words, I think we'd have a ways to go. But at the same time, though, there's a corollary to this, and that would be that suddenly, unless you could show in this sort of dystopian world that seems to be coming along, unless you could show that you had the vaccine, you might not be able to go into a certain establishments or things like that. So there's going to be a lot of private pressure to want to do that.
And what I'll do is tomorrow, when the attorneys are awake, I'll get a hold of our friend. You know who I'm talking about.
Right.
Out in California, and I'll ask him, because that would be one of the states where they definitely would probably have something like that. All right, let's talk about Antifa. Now, the Antifa is being closely monitored. We know that. We also know that they're sending a lot of their messages encrypted and otherwise on the internet. But the forces at bay here, the DOJ and the FBI and whatnot, they're not exactly born yesterday. And there is a digital dragnet going on right now, the likes of which we've never seen before, to try to nail these birds and get right to the source of who's doing what to who, where the money's coming from, and the whole nine yards, right?
Well, right. Yeah, that's the new battlefield. Absolutely.
And for the people that are perhaps with Antifa or Black Lives Matter, you better be careful what you wish for. You just might get caught at your own game.
Well, precisely. You know, nothing on the internet ever goes away, and a lot of times the communications and so forth, you know, people will find things in time machines for tweets and other kinds of things like that. But then also, Captain, you know, the American government has learned an awful lot over the last many, many years, especially having to do with international terrorism, how they could communicate in encrypted fashions using various platforms and so forth. So they, every single day, they are getting better at sniffing that traffic and figuring out who's talking to who when it comes to nefarious purposes. And so, yes, I agree. No, they're watching, and there will be some changes here.
Now, with order restored, President Trump last night ordered the National Guard to be withdrawn from Washington, D.C. That's making a lot of people happy. They had that I guess they had 100,000 or thereabouts in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, Saturday and perhaps Sunday. Everything so far went pretty good. I didn't hear about any disruptions, did you?
Nope.
Although I did hear that there was, I guess over the week or so, there was something like 2,000 arrests.
Well, right, and again, because, you know, you get that many people together. Some people are not showing up to peacefully protest or showing up to something else.
Now, here's the other thing that they need to be thinking about, because, again, I'm hoping that they're wrong, okay, but the former FDA head, Mr. Gottlieb, Dr. Gottlieb, said that we're certainly going to see transmissions of coronavirus going up coming out of the protests. Well, I hope they're wrong for one simple reason. If they're wrong, then everybody is going to have to sit there and think, why were we all locked down to begin with?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, they might say something like, well, it seems to have run its course. They'll have some sort of explanation for it, but other than the, well, we reacted.
I got an explanation for it.
What's that?
Dr. Fauci that started all of this?
Yeah.
Is either a liar or a fraud if it doesn't prove to be correct.
Well, exactly.
Take your pick. There is no other way around.
Well, I think that, you know, number one, if the governments in these different states and localities, if they were really serious about stopping COVID-19, there would have been a much different reaction
they wouldn't have allowed these groups to put forth like that.
Exactly right. Because we were all told, Captain, you know, you can barely go to the hardware store or go to the grocery store, only go out for what you absolutely have to do, and then run back home and cower at home. We were all told to do that, and many people, wanted to comply and be helpful.
Now, yesterday, the place, over the weekend, the gun show I was at, masks were optional. They were optional. You did not have to wear them if you didn't want to. So some people were wearing them and some people weren't. And it's just the way it was. Now, I will say this. There's some really positive signs here for the president. And you're not going to hear them anywhere else except probably on this show at this time of the morning. Number one, we had a record, huge crowd on Saturday. And then we had another big crowd, not quite as big, on Sunday. And people came in there, and they were buying guns, and they were buying knives, and they were buying ammunition, and they were buying more guns and more knives and more ammunition on Sunday. Some people came back and bought more.
Right. Well, I'll tell you one thing.
And that doesn't tell me that our president is not. And by the way, Trump hats, Trump shirts, everywhere.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the things, especially in politics, maybe the overriding factor in politics is being able to connect with the people. When you can't connect with the people, you're seen as distant.
Yep.
But Trump definitely connects with the people. They understand that he knows where they're coming from.
And then you get people that are saying, well, he's only sending tweets out to his people. He's not tweeting to everybody. Are you kidding me?
Well, I think what the president tries to do is he tries to he's sort of like the tell it like it is sort of school of thought, and by doing so he believes that being very blunt and by being very plain spoken that he's going to cut through a lot of the noise that is part and parcel of the standard issue political statement.
Yeah. Now Steve is chiming in from Thailand. He's saying Dr. Fauci is one who is in with the deep state. Could be,
yeah.
Yep. All right, but again, this is all hearsay so far. Can't prove it, and, you know, you can think what you want, but got to be careful with some of this stuff you're pointing around out there. But, again, it's possible. All right, hold the thought there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways on our first report. And hello, Louisiana. I got to tell you what's going on over there. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And we're going to get it started. But right now, I need to tell you that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, I've got a report here from one of the people, one of our listeners that stopped. And wait till you hear this one. Kyle, I'm going to bring you into this. Wait till you hear this one, Kyle.
Yes.
I've got a report from one of our listeners that stopped at a pilot, the Flying J on I-95 outside Jacksonville. Listen to this. Here we go. Not your daddy's truck stop. We stopped at the Flying J truck stop on I-95 just south of St. Augustine and ate at the Denny's there. He sent me a picture of the double cheeseburger his wife had with a gluten-free bun. That's what they have to have, I guess. My wife had the bourbon bacon. What is it here? My wife had the bourbon bacon cheeseburger with the brioche bun. Both of them were some of the best hamburgers we ever ate. Chris, the Denny's manager, said to tell us hi and asked about Ms. Rosemary. He knows who Ms. Rosemary is.
Oh,
He also said Marina was our waitress, and she was working the whole place by herself, social distancing and all. The Flying J also had a hot food serve line where the wife asked what size coffee would I get, and she said the Catherine Center, and the answer back was the large size, of course. And then he says, what a great sponsor the Captain's America Third Watch has in Flying J truck stops, and it's from James in Clearwater. And he said, you can use it if you want. Well, you're darn right I'm going to use it if I want, because Flying J is one of our sponsors, and they went up there, tried it out, and guess what? They got what they said they were going to get.
That is really great to hear, Captain. I'm glad you had such a great experience.
Well, it's not the first time I've heard that, but in the case of that, I thought it was worth the effort. So anyway, here we go. Tropical Storm Cristobal is bringing water. Rain, lots of it. I've been told there's at least a foot of rain and more coming in the New Orleans area right now. Some areas are definitely inundated. Slidell, I can only imagine what's going on there, because they get 4 or 5 inches of rain and they're flooded anyway. But here we go. Inland flooding, tornadoes are liable to be kicked up. We did have a tornado around Orlando. Thank God it was just one of our normal Florida wind bursts, if you will. So there was nothing really bad that happened there. And this is going to go on all day long. Also, severe thunderstorms are possible across the northern plains, in Minnesota, in North Dakota. And this rain that we've got from Cristobal right now is goes from the panhandle east of Mobile over Pensacola and looks like over perhaps towards Navarre, and then all the way over into the eastern part of Texas around Beaumont, and then it kind of it looks like it's going to follow the Mississippi River, Kyle, going all the way up into Missouri. By day's end here, as it begins to move along, there's plenty of rain in the mix.
Exactly right, Captain. And the rainfall rates, we understand, where the storm is making landfall, 3 to 6 inches per hour. So that's a very good clip. As far away as Hopeville, Florida, they reported some 12.09 inches of rain over the last 48 hours. We got water levels running about 6.2 feet above the normal tidal level as well. So this is a huge rainmaker, no doubt.
Yeah, and of course, going out to the west, we've got some high heat temperatures out there. By the way, we've got some fog tonight in the vicinity of San Antonio, and we've got high heat weather out in West Texas and up in the Panhandle and Colorado and New Mexico and the eastern part of Arizona, as well as some fire threat advisories out there. Now, what's going on in California? I'm not sure what I'm looking at there. Is there another storm coming in?
Well, actually, we have some very intense heat that's supposed to really warm up over the next day or so. We're going to have some gusty winds, very dry conditions, and temperatures we could hit triple digits here in Southern California. So we're going to have to be very, very careful with that.
All righty. Now, we've also got over in Nevada, we've got an interesting combination of weather there. We've got from Reno all the way east, let's see here, Elko, and what is that? That's we got a hard freeze warning. Okay, that's why I couldn't figure out what the color was. We got a hard freeze warning in Nevada right now. As a matter of fact, that freeze is going on out there. We've got a watch up in Montana and Idaho. Boise, you're certainly going to get some cooler temperatures, and also Wyoming. So it's gotten kind of chilly out there in the Westland.
It certainly has, yeah, up in that northern part, exactly, yeah.
And, of course, Florida, we've got some rain that will be slowing down in the area where I'm in and up around the Panhandle as the storm continues to move north. We did have some rain yesterday on and off most of the day, and then later in the afternoon the sun came out and it cleared up, and there you went. And there's also some fog, it looks like, in the western southwestern corner tonight of Ohio. So that would be Cincinnati west towards the Indiana line. And I-75, it looks like there might be some fog there coming up out of Cincinnati. And a little bit of rain in the central and western part of Wisconsin, southeastern corner of Minnesota, and the north eastern corner up there in Iowa. So that's pretty much what we're looking like in terms of the weather, Kyle.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that corner of Minnesota you're talking about, you're right. Severe thunderstorm watches in effect in that area, too.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure that we got all this out there because there's a lot of weather news tonight. Now, for the truckers out there, I don't know when it's going to happen, but all of a sudden, and the oil guys are going to love this up there in Wyoming and whatnot because, you know, the shale oil producers, the one-year forecast on oil right now is up to $45 a barrel. And West Texas crude starts out the day at $39.55 a barrel. Brent crude starts out the day at $42.30. Now, here's where you might see the gasoline prices start to slide upwards again, Kyle. Gasoline wholesale at the refinery, $1.21 with all the taxes in there. Diesel is $1.15 at the refinery without all the taxes in there. So it's quite possible you could see some of those low prices that you've been looking at start sliding upwards again right now.
Absolutely. And if going out on the freeways in Southern California is any indication, a lot more people out driving. All weekend long.
Yeah, and Steve sent me something about the gates. I'm aware of what the gates are up to. They're trying. Actually, they're the ones that took money, a large sum of money, and invested it in some company or some lab or something like that to develop a vaccine. Is that not correct?
I seem to recall hearing something about that. Yes.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what Steve sent me. I don't have enough time to look it up, open it up and look and read it and all that stuff. I'll have to wait till we take a break at the top of the hour and see what it is that's in there. But there's a lot of things going on. And again, you know, when it comes time for the legal thing, if Tom comes on, our attorney friend out in California, I'll ask him, but I don't see him there at the moment. And by the way, we did mention the battle that was brewing in Minneapolis. Black Lives Matter and the Antifa folks, they want the police disbanded. The mayor, the liberal mayor, is saying he will not dismantle the police because he's afraid of the law and order concept. And by the way, if he'd tell the people the truth, they'd know what I just told them when I said, guess who takes over when the police can't? It's the sheriff.
Well, right. And you know, Captain, that's the mayor, Jacob Fry.
And he does not impress me.
Well, no, he has not done a great job, but he was essentially, you know, screamed out of the protest after he would not acquiesce to saying, yes, he wanted to break up or get rid of the Minneapolis Police Department. And then the protesters that were there just began screaming at him. He sort of walked out of the area. But it just shows the extreme.
Let me try real quick to get this call in here again. Okay, I got somebody in Kentucky. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Pat, and I'm calling from Kentucky. I called you earlier.
Yep.
About the 060606, and I just heard you say something about Bill and Melinda Gates with
yeah.
the, and I did hear on Erskine and also on the ARC that, and I heard you also talking about Fauci.
Yeah.
And this information came from 12 papers or something. You can go on Erskine, live and, or Erskine Radio, and it has the whole thing on there. About how they were developing effects.
Okay, I'm going to a hard break, though. You're going to get cut off, so we'll have to do that a little bit later. All right, thank you very much, and I appreciate the call. That information came from somewhere else. It's not coming from that individual, so we'll have to find out, Kyle, where the information came from. And folks, I'll be right back. What they're doing is they're taking news stories and they're
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
IVR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.